Hello and welcome to the final episode in this series of Ours to Protect. Ireland is on course to fall short of its carbon emissions targets. Analysis from the Environmental Protection Agency shows the state will reduce emissions by 29% by 2030, far short of the government's 51% target. Projections for certain sectors have also dropped compared to last year's forecast, with agriculture emissions projected to decrease by between 1 and 18%. EPA Inspector Suzanne Monaghan says these forecasts are dependent on all climate action plans being implemented.
There's no people or resources devoted to implementing the measures. There's no legislation in place around those measures. They are plans, so they need to be implemented in order to achieve the savings. So what we've done is we have two scenarios. One shows what could happen if all of the measures are implemented, and our WEM scenario, which shows a projection based on the measures that are currently implemented.
Air turbulence is becoming more prevalent as climate changes, according to an analyst from an airline safety and product rating site.
You don't necessarily have to fly into a thunderstorm to encounter extreme turbulence, because as a thunderstorm is growing, you've got air rushing up, and then it tumbles off the top of the thunderstorm in a rotor. And if you're flying beside a thunderstorm, you can get turbulence off the thunderstorm. You don't have to be going through it. And of course, aircraft don't go into thunderstorms, don't go into the middle of a thunderstorm, because that is a tragic event and that will cause the loss of the aeroplane. And the weather radar the aircraft is fitted with shows the pilot what the weather is like for the next 500 kilometres in great detail.
Speaking about the Singapore Airlines flight that made an emergency landing in Bangkok last week after hitting severe turbulence, Airlines Ratings Editor-in-Chief Geoffrey Thomas said that a university research in the UK has shown that incidents of severe turbulence have increased by 55% since 1984.
Turbulence is becoming more prevalent as climate changes. And a university research in the United Kingdom has shown that over the last 40 years, severe turbulence has increased by 55%, moderate turbulence by 37%, and slight turbulence or light turbulence by about 17%. So as the weather changes, certainly it is getting more turbulent. At the same time, over the last 20 years in particular, aircraft are fitted with far more sophisticated radar called multi-scan, which, as I mentioned, gives a really good picture of what the weather is like ahead. They're also making progress into turbulence detection as well. And also airlines are now sharing data between aircraft encounters with turbulence, so everybody can be advised that's on that same flight track.
Staying with aviation, and a climate action group held a protest at the weekend against the planned expansion of Dublin Airport. It was among a number of demonstrations that took place globally on climate action. Describing the situation as precarious, spokesperson from Mothers Rebellion Ireland, Louise O'Leary, said reduced emissions should be a priority.
We're running out of time. We don't have time to not take the actions we need. We need to take transformative action. That means reducing emissions as quickly as possible across every sector, including aviation. And this Dublin Airport expansion is suggesting we do the opposite of that. I don't see how that's in any way supportive of children's rights in Ireland or anywhere.
A group of small island states, including Antigua and Barbuda and the Bahamas, secured a win on climate change in an international court last Tuesday as they seek to combat rising sea levels. In its first ever climate-related judgment, the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea said that greenhouse gas emissions absorbed by the ocean are considered marine pollution, and countries are obliged to protect marine environments by going further than required under the Paris Climate Agreement. The opinion was requested by a group of 9 island nations facing climate-driven rises in sea levels. The opinion is not legally binding, but it will be able to help guide countries in their climate policy and will be able to be used in other cases as legal precedent. The deadline for the 66th annual Supervalue Tidy Towns competition has passed, and that only means one thing. Soon, teams of judges will be visiting over 1,000 towns and villages across the country to determine this year's winners. The competition commenced in 1958 and has since become Ireland's best-known sustainable and environmental initiative. Last year's competition saw 30,000 volunteers compete, with entries received from over 880 towns, villages and communities across the country. From demonstrating a clear understanding of nature and sustainability in your local environment, to conservation of streetscapes and public places, log on to our website for some top tips from some winning committees on what it takes to clinch the title of Ireland's tidiest town. And that's all from this week's episode, and indeed from the Hours to Protect series for now. We'd like to thank everyone who spoke to us and contributed to the series, and you can listen back to individual episodes on lmfm.ie/hours to protect.